tell you this.
Hello and welcome to another episode of BTS by the Book, a podcast that explores BTS through books about BTS, one chapter at a time. As always, I'm your host, the BTS Bookworm. As some of you know, I'm a university librarian based in the United States. I fell in love with BTS through books, which is surprising even to me, as much as I love books. And it's because of that connection I have with the group through books, among other things. I'm like most people. I love the music. I love the dance. I love the performance. I love the personalities. But so much of my appreciation for the group was born through books. And I want to honor that with this podcast. This episode was introduced by a few seconds from the song 2-3, which has a direct tie-in to the chapter of the day. And I call it a chapter, but it's really chapters, plural, and not only a couple of chapters. This is a book that prefers such brief chapters that I am considering 5, actually, as a group. Because I believe when you put these 5 chapters together, they do constitute a normal length chapter from a normal, I say average, book. This is a book we have considered already once in the podcast, a few episodes back. It's called Philosophizing About BTS by Cha Min-ju. It's a 2020 title published by Bimil Censor. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. This is a book I'm not sure is available in hard copy, but is available in a digital format through interfaces like Nook, Google Play, Kindle, etc. The total page count for this book is really hard to tell. The paragraph to picture ratio, which is what I like to at least mention when we look at various books. Some of you really appreciate pictures, photos, and others of you don't have a need for them. I never have a need for them. I like them, but I tend to lean heavily on books that have many more paragraphs than pictures. This is a book that has about a 10-to-1 paragraph to picture ratio. There are only a handful of what I would consider pictures, original works of art to begin most chapters, so you will not find photos of Jin, Jimin, Suga, etc., or the group as a whole. That's not the type of book this is. This is a book that we learned from the prologue is attempting to introduce young people to philosophy. And one statement from the prologue reads as follows: if even a few young people gain interest in philosophy through this work, then there is meaning in it, no matter how small. The next paragraph reads as follows: in this book, I will try to link BTS's message with the philosophies of various thinkers, from Nietzsche, who I think comes closest to BTS's theory and philosophy, to Hegel, Spinoza, Kierkegaard, Arendt, Deleuze, John Rawls, and even Adorno. I will also try to reason through the differences between BTS and other idol groups, not in terms of a formula for success, but rather in terms of seeking differences. I hope that the connections between BTS and these philosophers will increase understanding of philosophy among young people. If you recall, the last time we looked at this book, I felt like the author was in some instances, using BTS as merely a springboard to talk about, write about philosophy. And I honestly didn't appreciate that too much. He didn't do that all the time in every section or every chapter, but he did that on occasion. We are in part four, which is the last part of this book. It's the largest part with the most chapters. It has 10 chapters, but the chapters are about 2 pages each, 2.5 pages, some of them. And so I'm considering the first 5 chapters from this section called For Art. Now, this book has a section called For the World, a section called For My Dream, a section For Youth, and then the last section, number 4, is For Art. I feel like this may be the section that is the lightest when it comes to philosophy. And I feel like if you started reading the book in part 4, you might forget that it's a book mainly about philosophy. It's not heavy on philosophy. It shifts quite a bit into art mode in this section. And I do know that art is a philosophical category, or art can be considered through a philosophical lens. And I understand that, and I think the author is trying to do that. I'm just saying it's not as philosophically heavy in the section as it is in others. As we move from one chapter to another, I'll share the title of the chapter with you. Like I said, there are 5 I want to look at. The first one, which is, this is chapter 20, it's entitled A New Identity, quote, Us, unquote. And the focus is on that plural, us, and pronouns such as we, instead of I or me, things like that, and how BTS helps promote that kind of idea. The first philosopher mentioned in this chapter is an American philosopher who taught at Harvard University, died in 2002. His name is Robert Nozick. And he makes a statement that is mentioned here. I want to read it to honor this author's use of the philosopher. He says that Nozick has stated that with continuing love, it feels to the two people that they have united to form and constitute a new entity in the world, what might be called a we. And that to be a part of a we involves having a new additional identity. And so he uses that idea as a springboard to talk about how BTS promotes this kind of we, us mindset. As I mentioned before, when we looked at this book by Minju, at least in the Kindle digital version that I own, there are occasional references to songs as if there are lyrics that immediately precede it. But they're simply not there. At least I can't find them. There's a reference here to the song Save Me. And then a sentence follows that refers to the lyrics with no indication of what those lyrics were. So this time I did my homework. I came prepared. I found some lyrics that I think were rendered well in English from Save Me. This is RM's part, one of his parts anyway, from the song, and it reads as follows, and I think this is what the author is speaking to. It says, quote, "Thank you for letting me be me, for helping me fly, for giving me wings, for straightening me out, for waking me from being suffocated, for waking me from a dream which was all I was living in. When I think of you, the sun comes out. So I gave my sadness to the dog. Thank you for being, quote, us, end quote. So I believe these are the lyrics that the author's referring to when he says, these lyrics thank the listener for becoming us with the speaker, rather than the separate entities of you and me. The next paragraph has this quote, BTS does not exist only as a subject that receives love. Through their definition of themselves as an us connected to their fans, they anchor themselves as a shared existence. And they confirm again and again that the relationship is one of shared love. And I appreciate this. The author could have said more in a specific way about this. But I believe what he's saying is one of the distinct things about BTS when you compare them to other artists who seem to be okay with that separation. And that's you and me kind of separation, that BTS is different in that the only kind of idea they want to foster and think about and sing about and talk about is this us idea, viewing themselves as one with their fans. ARMY isn't mentioned here, but of course that's something we all can just envision easily. The next paragraph mentions the 2017 Billboard Music Awards speech from 2017, May. That this was for the Top Social Artist Award they received. And one line from the speech is mentioned here, and that is, the owners of this award are our fans all over the world who illuminate us and love us. The author mentions another line from another award speech, which is simply, ARMY, you've won an award. And the author of this book believes that is an indication, a clear indication of the we mentality that BTS shares with ARMY. Now, he doesn't, like I said, do a lot with the philosophy of all of that and doesn't dig deep with this. He just touches the surface, I believe, with these thoughts. The next song referred to in this chapter is the song 2-3, which we heard at the intro. And he, again, hints that there are lyrics that are supposed to be here, but they're not. So I dug and found some lyrics I'd like to read as well. Jin and Suga have this to say. This is English translation. Hoping for more good days. If you believe me, then 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. If you believe, then 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Hoping that everything will change when we say. And Jungkook has a line that reads, 1, 2, 3, hoping that everything will change for a better day because we are together. J-Hope chimes in a later verse, me, a shadow behind the stage, me in the depth of darkness. I didn't want to show everything, including my pain, but because I'm still unaccustomed, I just wanted to make you smile. I wanted to do good, so thanks for believing in someone like me, for dealing with these tears and wounds. So thanks for becoming my light, for becoming the flower in the most beautiful moment in life. Now the author, I read all that because the author deals with this kind of idea, believing that in these lyrics, BTS is thanking the listeners, their fans, for believing in them as they grow, for hurting with them, for being their light and the flowers of their lives, most beautiful moments. And again, the author is mentioning all this because of this we and us idea that BTS is most comfortable with. The last line is from this chapter, which, remember, these are very brief chapters. This is about 2 pages and that's it. The last line is worth reading. It has to do with social networking specifically, which BTS is well known for. They say, this author says, BTS are well known as artists that communicate often with their fans on social networking sites. They communicate not only frequently, but also sincerely, with deep exploration of their feelings and thoughts. With this kind of steady companionship as its foundation, BTS's message helps solidify that relationship and spread their values with sincerity to young people around the world. So that we is characterized by deep exploration of their feelings and thoughts, which if you've followed BTS through their social media platforms over the years, you have definitely seen that. And not only that, you've probably thought like I have that this is different. And maybe you were never able to put words to that, but this author is saying words that should be put to that are words like we and us, because we are in this together with BTS, and that's the way they want it. The next chapter is called The Art of Conversation. And this is probably the lightest philosophical portion of these five chapters. The word art shows up here. It didn't really show up in the last chapter we looked at, but keep in mind, this is the art section of the book. So art wasn't talked about before, but now it's talked about in the form of conversation. And the chapter begins with just mentioning various platforms that BTS uses to communicate with fans, like Twitter, their blog, the V app, things like that. The next paragraph is two or three sentences long and is worth reading. I think it explains a lot, and I can't say it any better. This has to do with an idea I'm not very familiar with, the idea that you can be an artist and that can actually create art through conversations and communications. So here's what the author believes. Quote, BTS are master craftsmen who make even their conversations and communications into works of art. They do not simply convey information or write a short reflection. Ever since their debut, BTS have communicated so frankly as to surprise people, so sincerely as to fill people with emotion, and gone to such lengths to converse that people wonder how they can be so elaborate. Their conversations and communications are such that it almost begs the addition of a new genre of art. Now, I have to admit, I didn't see that coming. I wouldn't have thought about the unique ways that BTS communicates with their fans online is an art form, but that's what the author is claiming here. So the question I wondered was, how so? What's so artistic about it? He follows this up with a paragraph where he gives some examples of what he would claim is the art of communication. And there are four or five mentioned in this paragraph. Expressing struggle with a single photo. Okay, so that sounds artistic because there's a photo involved, I suppose. But it's communicating something. That's the point here. Expressing struggle. Another one he mentions is giving comfort through a sentence about daily life. Okay, doesn't sound quite as artsy to me, or artistic, I should say. Another mention is painting a moment in lyricism. Okay, he mentions conveying emotions only with a punctuation mark or an emoticon. And he actually says in that regard that this is BTS acting like master philosophers in this regard through the lens of art. And I have to say, I wasn't that convinced by some of this talk. I thought it was a little bit too extreme considering some of the examples he mentions. He does go on, though, and he mentions BTS online posting content like photos, poetry, videos, music, drawings, journals, monologues, and more. And through that, they are obviously dialoguing with fans through all of those things. And the author here considers that a new genre of art in many respects. He mentions a couple of tweets from Suga and then RM. Tweets that I didn't see any clear-cut connection with the things he was talking about too much. He still goes on to say that this could be considered BTS communication art. And I think there might be hints of this in BTS's communication, but I feel like the author overstated the case a bit. And that said, it was interesting to consider, but I still think it wasn't a very strong case. Certainly wasn't very philosophical in nature. The next chapter is called Spreading Philosophy Through Beauty. And I appreciated this chapter a lot more than the last one. He starts by mentioning Plato, a very, very well-known philosopher, ancient philosopher. The quote from Plato he leads with is, "If you must live for something, live to observe the beautiful," which, according to the author, is a way, another way to put that is, the best reason to do something is because it's beautiful. And then he goes on to say that when it comes to philosophers doing philosophical things, the goal is to directly challenge people's ideas of what is right in the world. It is to awaken the public and make life shine as brightly as a jewel. That's a quote from this chapter. And then he goes on to talk about how philosophy lectures, the kind of thing that a professor might do in a philosophy classroom, that people don't appreciate that very much. It doesn't really lead to any real reflection often because it's hard to understand that kind of philosophy. And so the idea is, and this is where BTS comes in, if you can make philosophy appeal to the senses, then philosophers can captivate the public and enlighten them. And I appreciate that point. I don't believe he's necessarily saying that BTS is constantly and deliberately trying to share philosophical ideas with people and packaging those ideas in music, things that are fun to listen to. But obviously, there are signs that BTS does some of that. And so the author is highlighting that in this chapter. And here's another quote worth sharing. With their shining appearances, artistic dances, and rhythmic music, BTS sing the poetry of philosophy. The public have been charmed many times over by the beauty of BTS's artistry, and they turn their ears to a further sensual philosophical awakening. And I think the thought I had when I read this is, yes, I believe BTS does. They're smart enough to know that the important messages they have to share, which could be considered philosophical, will be heard because of the way they share that philosophy. They share them through music and wonderful lyrics that people really enjoy, and they learn philosophical ideas almost accidentally. They don't even know they're doing it, but it happens for sure. The author mentions two kinds of beauty, sharing some thoughts from a philosopher named Hegel. Two categories of beauty, beauty in meaning and beauty in form. And he talks about how BTS is very accomplished at both types of beauty, both the form and the meaning. The form would have to do with the aesthetics of it, appearances, dance, fashion, and music. Are the things he mentions. And then, of course, the meaning would have more to do with the lyrics of some of their songs. And I like this next line from the second to last paragraph in this chapter. This is a very, very short chapter. And I think this is the author's way of saying BTS, they're not only philosophers, they're popular philosophers, philosophers that people enjoy listening to. And here's a line that supports that. Quote, BTS neither preach nor convince anyone of a need for reason. Instead of giving difficult lectures, they present simple and honest poetry. Like philosophy in sensual rhythms and song, they then set it in front of us for our consideration. And one of the last sentences from this chapter reads as follows, quote, they are not selling a product, but are rather merchants with good intentions, pretending to sell us music while really selling us an awakening to a more beautiful world. And I think that's very well stated. It's obvious that, like any musician, BTS has a particular worldview that they think is a good one. That's why they have it. And I think most people do think their worldview is a good one, too. They agree with that. A lot of people do, anyway. Certainly their fans do. And BTS, they know, like I said, that by packaging those ideas in such a wonderful way, we are able to, according to this author, be awakened to a more beautiful world. And I think that's a good description of the effect that the music of BTS has had on maybe many of you listening right now. Certainly, I could agree with that. The last two sections, the last two chapters we're going to consider today have very interesting titles to them, and it's hard to understand what they mean when you first hear them, so hang on, I'll try to explain. Chapter 23 is entitled The Quaternity Chorea. The Quaternity, spelled Q-U-A-T-E-R-N-I-T-Y. Quaternity Chorea. Chorea. And he starts by talking about an ancient Greece. I believe it's a philosophical idea pertaining to music. Or I guess it would be art. I'm sorry, art in more generic terms. And that was from ancient Greece. It's referred to as the triad chorea, not quaternity, but triad, or three, including dance, music, and poetry, and how they existed, they coexisted instead of being treated as separate type things, which is more common now. They were treated more as one idea, forming a triad chorea. And the author goes on to mention that how that in modern times, poetry, dance, and song developed as separate genres. And he believes, the author believes, these are these forms are being combined more in contemporary times. And BTS is a group that does this a lot and does it well. One line that captures this reads as follows. BTS show this in the way they perform their group choreography and lyrics, which are a type of poetry. So the author is saying this is a way that BTS combines poetry, dance, and song all together. So that leaves the question, what about this fourth, this if I'm not mistaken, the quaternity takes us from 3 to 4 when it comes to the chorea. So the author is on the next page explaining that more thoroughly, although it's not very thorough, to be honest, it's very brief. And then the quaternity would involve dance, music, poetry, and philosophy, if I'm not mistaken. So here is a statement, a quote I'd like to read as this chapter, this very brief chapter, is concluded. The art BTS shows on stage is a combination of these three things, dance, music, poetry, and can be seen as a modern version of the triad chorea. In addition to their philosophical and literary message, perhaps they are better referred to as a quaternity chorea. See, I'm in quote there. So this is what he's adding to dance, music, and poetry. He says, philosophical and literary message, which I believe is simply philosophy. I believe that's what he's saying. He refers to them as musicians who philosophize. And I like this line that almost concludes the chapter, but not quite. It reads as follows. The way that young people lose themselves in BTS's music and dance and continue to dwell on their lyrics until it causes a change in their own is an additional effect above and beyond that of ordinary music. And I don't have anything to add to this except for the fact that I found it interesting. But I didn't find it as convincing as I hoped it would when it came to the quaternity idea. But I understand what the author is saying. I do understand it. As I stated a couple chapters ago, I believe he may have overstated a little too strongly in certain spots. The last chapter we're considering in this section is chapter 24. I don't know exactly how to pronounce this, so bear with me, but the chapter is titled Mousike Tekne and the Artist Who Philosophizes. So Mousike is spelled Mousike, which I believe is a form of music. Tekne, Techne, and the artist who philosophizes. So this chapter begins with talk about a hybrid genre where he's describing various types of art, dance, film, musicals, plays, dramas, poetry, painting, to meld together, come together, forming a hybrid genre. And so he is obviously going to use BTS as a prime example of this. The foundation, he says, of BTS's art is music. And then he talks in the next paragraph about this idea of Mousike, which must be a Greek or Hellenistic form of music. He refers to an ancient historian, philosopher, Sextus Empiricus, who according to the author, is viewing the term mousike as something that's much bigger and all-encompassing than what we usually think of as music, strictly speaking. And in a follow-up chapter, the author tries to explain how BTS incorporates a wide array of artistic and philosophical forms in their overall work. And he mentions several types of things that would involve this this hybrid genre is what he's building on here. He mentions the use of painters and their works in music videos. He mentions the use of works of fiction, such as Demian or The Ones Who Walk Away from Omelas as the subject matter for their music. So that's using fiction with their music, and then we got the painting, that art form with the music. He mentions Nietzsche's epigrams scrolling on screens at their concerts, which would have a philosophical idea. He mentions BTS through some of their short film videos, creating what he calls a BTS worldview. He doesn't comment on that, saying it's whether it's good or bad. He just says that's what they do. He uses the phrase poetic artistry in the next paragraph, speaking of BTS lyrics, first of all. He speaks about their new ways of expressing their dance, emotions, or inner thoughts. He refers to them as trailblazers and their attempts to find new ways to express things, like narrative flow is a phrase he uses here. I think one of the best lines out of all five chapters is the one that concludes this chapter. And the chapter's already over. This is like all the other chapters, about two pages at the most. So let me read this last quote and we will be done with the overview. Quote, "The major characteristic of BTS's art is that although each genre of art has its own considerable presence, all of them are side by side and connected under the overarching title of, quote, music. The main dish may be music, but like a stack of 10 pancakes, the music's ingredients are dense. Of course, at the very center of that are the thoughts and messages that BTS wants to convey." And I, end quote. And I really enjoy that summation. I believe that last line or two explains some confusion I had about his idea of the mousike techne, which I didn't understand while he was dealing with it. But I like the idea of a stack of 10 pancakes, which would involve a lot of aspects to music, but not just the tunes and the musical notes we're familiar with, but all sorts of other artistic aspects that are dealt with in this chapter. We mentioned dance, of course, being a big one. We mentioned various art that appears in music videos, and works of fiction were mentioned, and philosophical epigrams scrolling on screens and concerts and things like that. And so I think the author is basically saying, in more ways than one, that BTS truly is unique and revolutionary, and I'll use the word historic, in the way they've so wonderfully and in an exceptional way bring together so many different types of art form and brings them all together in such a wonderful way. And obviously, in an attempt to share important ideas, many of which could be considered philosophical, with their hearers. But they do so in all the right ways, the ways we appreciate, certainly as fans. I appreciated this first half of this section. I feel with every chapter in this book that there's just barely enough information to get your mind started thinking about the idea. But then he turns his attention to something else and doesn't stay with it long enough. I just wish he had stuck with some of the ideas for at least another page or two. That would have been helpful for those of us who aren't very strong in philosophy, that's for sure. That's the end of our main course, content-wise, for this episode. I would like to encourage you, as always, to consider purchasing the books that are highlighted in this podcast. Let the authors of books like this know that you support the book arm of the BTS world. The music is important, the videos are important, and all of that, and the albums, but so are the books. Let the authors know that by investing in their work and encouraging them. And maybe we'll see more books coming. If you do like this podcast and want to support it in any way, I do want to regularly remind you that there's a group that I'm only familiar with. I have no ties with them. It's called Books for Africa. And I appreciate them so much because their focus is on books, which my focus is on books as well. They try to get books into the hands of people who simply don't have many books. In some of the more impoverished areas of Africa. You can find them online at booksforafrica.org. If you like what you see there, donate to the cause, and then let me know that you've donated to the cause. You can reach out to me at btsbythebook@gmail.com. You can ask me questions, make comments, or recommend books you haven't heard me deal with before. I don't ask for much, but I would really appreciate the encouragement. I'd like to know who's listening and that you appreciate what you're hearing. That will definitely encourage me as I continue this podcast. Next week, the plan is to look at an essay chapter from a very, very new book just come out. It's a very academic type work that has almost a full third of the book devoted to BTS. Topics, and so we're going to take one of those five chapters and consider it. And it's from a book that's not fully devoted to BTS, only in part. So that'll be new for this podcast, but I think you'll find it helpful and very interesting. I know I did. So stay tuned for that next week. Thank you again for being with me. This is the BTS Bookworm saying, so glad you were here. We will see you next time. Goodbye for now.